Hello and welcome, guys. Welcome to this next episode of Nexus. Now, today we have a very, very exciting episode. It has everything to do with the agency space, with business building, but we're going to get obviously deeper into that. And we're going to see in terms of like what it actually takes to build an agency business and, you know, things around it. There's a little bit of a, you know, like a different perspective on a lot of these things that we're going to unpack today, because today I am sitting here with two legends with inside of the agency space. And I have recently been privileged, you know, for our paths to cross and for, you know, some ideas to be shared and even some projects that we are, you know, working together with on the back end. But none of those things really matter, because today we're here to unpack how they were able to generate more than 650 million sales for the majority of the companies, obviously in collective, that they have been working with. And we're just going to allow this conversation to flow as it is. I've been learning a lot about that. I'm just, you know, allowing things to be natural and allowing things to flow. So today here, I have with me, I have Jandre and I have Vikas from V8 Media. And yeah, they have built some really, really cool stuff, and we're going to unpack that here today. So welcome to this new episode and welcome, guys.
Nice to be here. Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Great, guys. So again, welcome. Thank you for being here, because it's been for me, it's been a big learning curve, obviously, through everything. We're always learning. I have this philosophy that we're always learning, and that, you know, there is always a piece of something that you only know what you know until you know, right? So that's like this whole thing which I have unpacked on my journey, and because, you know, the ever learning kind of path that we are on. So I wanna start on this one topic here. Like, you guys are top 1% marketers. Call it what you want. That's the realm that, you know, you guys move in between, specifically because the results speak for themselves. Now, also do know you're a very humble guy. One of the most, there's a word for this that I was trying to redefine this word. One of the most humble, down to earth kind of individuals that I've met, and really not just good hearted, but the intention around everything that you guys are building is why I was so grateful to be able to have cross paths with you guys, because at the end of the day, it's about alignment and you know, how we can build things in a cohesive environment to not only benefit oneself, but to be able to learn, build, share, and connect a broader perspective of people. That's also why I do these Nexus episodes. So I want to start at a point. I want to start because for me, it all started with asking why. Self-built systems essentially started with that question about why, you know, like, I mean, in the agency space, you might get some piece of information that guides your decision-making in a direction that allows you to be like, okay, this is an opportunity. Maybe I pursue this opportunity. Maybe I don't. Or there was some sort of decision-making that all came down to you guys actually, you know, making the decision to start V8, because I know V8 started with yourself. I've learned a bit about the backstory. We've had weirdly deep conversations about the path, but I want you to take us back to memory lane on what that was. How did the decision come about for you to make the decision to pursue an opportunity that came across your path, and how did you guys connect?
Yeah, man. So thanks for the question. I think if I have to get a bit nostalgic about it, you know, my journey started in 2011, 12, when I ran my first Facebook ad, and I completely fell in love with marketing. I think I've always loved marketing, unconsciously or subconsciously, because I've always been a marketer. I just never realized it. So I think when I started learning Facebook ads and I started understanding the power of the internet, this was in 2011, I got really, really curious about, you know, how much you can actually do, how much you can actually achieve, and what you can actually build around it. So I think the excitement of something new back then, plus this marketing passion that's always been there, but hasn't really been almost like cracked open so that it can come out of its shell. I think I've always had this marketing passion that's been in a shell, and it's almost like when a little chick cracks out of an egg, I think that happened for me when I started running my first Facebook ad. It's like this passion just came through and I realized I've always had that passion. I just never had something to express that with. And I think Facebook ads was that for me. So learning Facebook ads allowed me to build, you know, my first online website that then became a business. I was very fortunate enough to build that into a business, and within like 12 to 24 months. It took a long time. I was a personal trainer at the time, and I had to choose between spending my little bit of disposable income I had at that time was about 1,000 rand a month, and one or 2,000 rand a month. And I was contemplating, should I spend it on my pre-workout or my whey protein, or should I spend it on my Facebook ads? And I was, so essentially I chose Facebook ads. I ended up buying the cheapest protein and pre-workouts I could find. And I'm glad I did. And about 2 years later, I came to Johannesburg and I met someone who I actually initially wanted to pitch to advertise on the website that I built and the company that I built. And he, out of the blue, offered me the opportunity to actually become my partner and build this business with him. Now, he was about 4 years older than me at the time, and he was just a legend in the sports nutrition space. They had about, I think, 15 retail stores at the time, and they were doing wholesale, e-commerce, and retail. And I was very fortunate enough to, you know, meet this guy. Our paths crossed, and within 24 hours, I sold my company, 50% of the company, to him, just in pure faith, just felt right, just followed my intuition and my gut. And it was the best decision I've ever made. So I've always had the marketing skill. I've nurtured that since 2011. I then crossed that skill, or stacked that skill, by understanding retail, wholesale, e-commerce, having worked with, you know, this founder and friend that I met along the way. And eventually I actually ended up working for his business as a marketing director. So learned more about marketing as time went on and developed the appetite for business alongside that. And in 2018, you know, when those two passions, I think, started to boil, I knew I had to remove the lid and, you know, just let this thing do what it needs to do. And I think that's when 2018, when V8 Media happened, it was just passion. I had a very cozy job. I had a very, very cozy salary. I actually didn't do it for the money back then. I did it for the fact that I wanted to just do my own thing. I actually didn't think it would turn into something much bigger than a lifestyle business, to be honest with you. I've been very humbled to have met some amazing people along the way in this journey. Vic is one of them. People that are not here that should get a lot of credit, people like Gilbert, you know, Melissa, TJ, just names that actually ended up working, you know, in the company within those first couple of months. And outside of that, that's kind of like how V8 Media came to be. Just focusing on how to combine marketing and business, the knowledge and the skills that I've obtained, and deploying that into helping other businesses, because the two go hand in hand. You know, marketing doesn't solve a bad business, and an amazing business is not going to go all the way with really good marketing, without really good marketing. So it's understanding that those two things go hand in hand. And I think V8 Media was one of the first companies to really be able to tie those knots, or tie that into a knot and do something really cool. Mm. Vikas, just touching on Vikas, I met him in 2021. Found him on Instagram. This guy had a laptop and looked like he was living the lifestyle, being a influencer in the space. And he probably wasn't trying to do it, but it looked like that from face value. I was like, who's this guy? You know? And he had his laptop in one photo with the sea behind him, right? And he was saying something about the digital space. So it kind of like sparked a curiosity to find out who this guy is. And I realized that he owned a lead generation agency back then. They just started. They were about a year old, three people. And this was in 2021. We were about 3 years old, and we were looking to actually go into the lead generation side of things. And our paths crossed. I flew down, met him, realized that, you know, our outlook on life is very similar. We're very similar human beings in terms of our nature, our moral values, and so forth. And we connected. And after that, yeah, it was history. Yeah, we just kind of like started growing together.
You want to give us your take on the story?
Yeah, like just a quick intro on me and then how our paths crossed. I think from my side, starting an agency started out with being in a pinch, not being able to complete my pilot license because of funds. And I knew I had a job back then. I was freelancing for one or two modeling agencies. And yeah, I just realized that having a fixed job is not eventually going to pay the bills, and neither is it going to help me finish my license, and I had to do something bigger. And I started exploring with drop shipping, and I started exploring with the agency space. And then I finally met a guy that was a legend in the space, which is Jordan, which we're also a partner with and engaging on a constant basis with. So I pulled the trigger, sold my car, bought his course. I was pretty much all in at that point. Yeah. Knew I had to make it work. And then the big disconnect was they were serving an international market. We were in South Africa. So it was quite different in terms of how the dynamics worked. And it took me about a couple of months to figure that out. But once I figured that out, I signed a couple of deals really fast. I think in 6 months, we grew to over a million.
That was back in...
between 2020 and 2021, yes. Okay. Signed a lot of clients in the first 6 months. And then from there, it just grew. And I think 6 months after that, I was in a pinch, not knowing how to scale this business, starting to get staff on board. Things started to get stressful. And I kind of like had in the back of my mind on my vision board that I needed a partner to help me understand things a little bit better, to help me coach in terms of business. And that's when I saw a story from Yandra on his Instagram, and I kind of just reached out to him and said, hey, we also use the Software Monday. He's like, oh, sweet. And then we just kind of hopped on a call, connected. I think a week or two later, Yandra flew down, and the rest is history. Now it's what, 2 years down the line now?
Mm.
We've been working together.
Very, very powerful. Yeah. I can... Yandre actually told me this this story basically on the car selling point. I also did that. Not a lot of people know that, but I went through a period where I also figured out a lot of stuff about myself, a lot about the things that I wanted to pursue, and that was a decision that I made to move forward and to. Some people call it burning the boats. I didn't really see it that way. I just saw it like as a vehicle, as a straight path towards acquiring certain sets amount of knowledge. And I believe in that philosophy where they say, I would love to hear your take on this. Actually, this kind of dissects into the next question, but where they say that the only way that you buy time is through buying someone else's information, meaning that once you understand the information or what is inside of that information, it allows you to navigate certain ways and make certain different decisions, which all comes back down to our decision making as human beings. We operate and make decisions about certain things, that gets channeled through certain things that we learn, right? How important is that aspect? Because I know you personally have a very interesting take on the hardworking kind of environment, the making of decisions, and how we many times are our own enemies, and because of multiple different things. But I would love to hear both of you guys' take on that whole thing, like information, decision making. How does that connect to someone actually being successful in their life or making some sort of a progress towards a direction? Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Look, I think you said it earlier, you only know what you know and you don't know what you don't know. So the reality is that we live in a physical reality where shit needs to get done and value needs to be added. And I think to other people in exchange for money, obviously, if you want to build a business, because that's really the only way to build a business. So it's understanding the mechanics around that. And the quicker you can learn that and how to deploy that and how to build skills around that, the faster you will move. And there are obviously nuances around that topic that you will need to learn, not only about yourself, but also about your industry and your business and your clients or your customers or whatever it may be. And the quicker you can absorb that information, the quicker you can move forward, because that information will allow you to fix cracks within the business that might surface as you grow and so forth. And I think a lot of people get stuck in a loop purely because of the fact that the information that they consume is not new. Or the information that they're consuming is not really the information they need in order to take the next step. So the question is, what information do I need right now that's going to help me move forward? Because giving me a billionaire's take on how to build a $1 billion business is not necessarily going to help me right now.
Yeah.
I need to understand how to get to 100 million. So as opposed to a billion. So it's understanding that the very next piece of information is crucial, and whoever you can pay in order to give you that is what you should be focusing on. Otherwise, you're going to have to take the time to learn those lessons yourself, and that takes time. So that slows down the process and it creates a lot more frustration and anxiety and stress that's probably not even necessary. So I had to learn. I never bought a course. I've always had an ego growing up. I think I always had a bit of a chip on my shoulder. I never wanted to, because I was one of the first people to actually run ads on Facebook. I just thought that I was the guy that knew how to do everything in the digital realm. So I was a bit arrogant, even though I wasn't on face value arrogant. Inside, I had a chip on my shoulder. And I always just believed that I will figure this out. And I've learned the hard way that that took a lot of time. And when I actually bought into a course and a mentorship program, that's when things started to click. And that's when we tripled our revenue back in 2021. And that's when I realized, you know, ego is the enemy. So you need to know yourself, be self-aware enough to know when your ego is actually constructive and pushing you forward, and when it's actually in it, when it's actually creating something better for you, or when it's actually holding you back, because it's a double-edged sword. So yeah, that's my take on it.
Mm. What would your opinion be if we unpack the side of the information component and how it plays a role in your actual progress towards a direction, whatever that direction might be?
Yeah, to me it was obviously, like, taking it back to my story, it was obviously hard to sell your car and to make all of these sacrifices. But to me, I didn't see it, as you said, as a sacrifice. It was like, I have to do this in order to progress. And so it became a thing that I had to do. And without the information, I think there's where else are you going to get that particular information that you're looking for to reach a goal that you've set out for yourself? I think, like, I don't think I have much to say on it. I just believe that you got to invest in yourself to move forward. And I feel saying it, I heard it from so many people, and I hear it every day I listen to a podcast. I hear the same saying, so I kind of feel stupid saying it, but, like, you definitely need to invest in information to move forward.
Yeah, but it's not just the information itself, it's then taking the necessary action as well. I think a lot of people,
yeah, that's the biggest disconnect, is taking action on the information and the right action and being consistent with it.
Yeah, so it's, you can get all the information in the world, but if you're not going to take action, and I think I know a lot of people, particularly who have bought every single course they could find, but maybe have not deployed that into action, and therefore they're probably still stuck in a place where they most likely don't want to be. And action just is the one thing that needs to take place.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. Yeah. There's, like, for instance, I bought the course and there was a lot of disconnects between reality and the actual information. So it's also your ability to figure out the blanks. So I think that's also where a lot of people don't really kind of, like, where the disconnect comes between, cool, I've watched this course, I'm doing this, but, like, it comes with the action, building the confidence. There's so many other things that needs to happen in the background while you actually get the right information.
The building of the skills, the character traits, the beliefs.
Exactly, yeah.
I think a lot of programs sell you into copy and paste this template. And obviously it's in a very attractive message. You know, if you put that in front of someone, therefore it works. But like Vickers said, there's a lot of gaps and blanks that is not contextual to your life. And it's really by taking action and being self-aware enough to identify what those gaps look like and then figuring out how to overcome that as soon as possible so you can move forward. But again, you won't necessarily find those gaps if you don't take action, and you will just sit on the information and just end up being where you are, I suppose.
Yeah. So I want to bring it back down to one thing that you said, that you felt you had, like, this ego thing that was rolling, right? I think there was someone that put out a study. I can't remember who it was, but it had to do with most entrepreneurs, most, not everyone, but a lot of entrepreneurs have this thing where they have, I can remember two of them. It was something to do with a superiority complex and knowing that, you know, they're somehow different or having that belief. But and then obviously that allows them to keep driving, and that allows them to do things that are deemed different and not make decisions that, you know, is short-term minded. They always have this thing of, like, no, I'm going to do this. It's happening. Yeah. You know? So that kind of whole thing is, for me, that always stemmed around a belief. We've had a deep conversation about this off camera, but it's like, I would love to hear both of you guys' take on this, a belief, like that whole thing about a belief. It all starts with a belief, which then rolls over to action. But then action is connected to information, which then obviously dissects our first, second, and third order consequences towards, you know, how we do. If we if we understand the inputs, and which then leads to certain outputs, we can't really predict those outputs, but we at least know that if you eat good food, you have higher probability of being healthy than if you eat bad food. So my question is framed around, like, how do you guys view belief and belief systems, and how important is that in building something that is actually of value to society?
Yeah, so I think my take on it is that belief is the catalyst to living your dreams and desires. So whatever that might look like, if you don't believe that is possible, then you're never giving yourself a chance to start with. But from a more spiritual and philosophical perspective, is that without faith and without that belief, it's almost like no matter how hard you work, things are just not going to work out, because on a more spiritual level, you're just not putting that out into the universe, and you're just not creating that energy around you, and energy attracts. And I mean, this is not new age. This is scientific proof that whatever you produce energetically, that you get back. So if you don't produce the energetic vibration of some form of belief and excitement around what is possible, then you're not going to necessarily attract the right people or the right information in order to help you overcome the hurdles you need to in order to get to where you want to be. So for me, as a simple answer, belief is the one and only thing that is necessary in order for you to really achieve whatever you want to achieve.
And in your view, would you agree? Would you disagree? What is your take on that?
Yeah, man, I think from my side, I've also, like you said, Yandre also mentioned that he had this chip on his shoulder in the inside. Mm. I think from my side, starting a business, I also like kind of felt like special, and I felt like I could, like, I think that is a massive component of having the confidence to do your own thing, get out there, pitch people, even though you know nothing. Mm. my first client, I would never forget this. She said or told me that the only reason I'm really continuing with this, even though I can, like, she believed that I could fulfill the services, but I also had this burning desire of figuring stuff out. Mm. And I think the belief gives you the confidence to act on a different level. And that just opens opportunities you never thought would be possible.
Mm. They say sales is just a transfer of belief, right? And so I've noticed this. I've trained this one company sales team before, and on the... based on the product, if the product obviously wasn't understood, the belief couldn't be transferred because they didn't actually believe that it could help them. Mm. Which is really, it's cool how everything connects on that perspective, because if you are the entrepreneur and you really have belief in your product, that all those things, little nuances, those things, they connect, and actually having throughput on consistently growing the thing and being in the game for long enough to figure it out or whatever that might look like. So we've talked a lot about a little bit of like kind of like an angle of like belief, but this connects to this whole manifestation topic, right? I want us to quickly go into that, and I want you guys' view, because as there's a lot of people out here that preach certain things like vision boards, that preach the whole manifestation in the manifestation realm of things, right? So it comes down to actually understanding what that means. How does that have an effect, right, towards your actual performance, your development, and in life overall? I mean, it's kind of similar to the previous question, but let's roll that around the manifestation talk, because I really enjoyed your take on it off camera when we sat down and talked, and I think more people needs to hear this. Yeah,
I mean, there's probably people that this will resonate with, and there's a lot of people who would think that this is complete BS, but there's a lot of logical thinkers out there, and I see myself as someone who thinks logically about everything and wants scientific proof about, you know, what is real and what's not. And my brain broke the day that I realized that scientifically there is no such thing as matter. So we live in a physical universe where everything is matter, but there is no such thing as matter. I mean, Einstein said this. He's like, matter is actually not real. There is E=mc², which basically is just saying that matter is an energy vibrating at a much, matter is energy vibrating at a much slower rate. And that then becomes physical matter. But this is technically 99% empty space. If you had to look at it under a microscope, if you look deep enough, you realize it's all particles. Mm. And those particles consists of 99% empty space, which is technically energy vibrating just extremely slow. So when you realize that everything is energy and it's scientifically proven to be that way, then you start to ask yourself, what do I see? What do I feel? If this is all energy, and energy can be is attracted to its own, meaning that there's a law of vibration that says basically that everything that you vibrate, you attract, because energy would accumulate, similar energies would accumulate and be attracted to each other. And I think what I realized, I started asking myself, what kind of energy am I vibrating? What kind of energy am I producing? And what kind of person do I want to be? And what kind of energy do I want to produce? And what do I want to put out into the world that can actually make a difference? And I think going down this rabbit hole without actually getting too lost in the nuances, I'm a big believer in manifestation, but it's a very commercialized topic. But I do believe that your thoughts are electric and your feelings are magnetic. And this is also scientifically proven by people like Joe Dispenza. And I've walked a long road with him and his content and his information. And in fact, we've even had case studies done. We were actually part of a case study of one of his groups that he had in 2021. And my wife and I was part of a case study where they were doing things energetically, praying for us and the family, and we physically felt something happen. And maybe I can quickly just allude to, or maybe I can just quickly touch on this because it'll put everything into context. So we had a family incident in 2021. My one-year-old fell in the pool and basically was in ICU for about a week. And I think as parents, we were so shocked that that happened, and we were sitting in the hospital and my wife was on her phone because there was just we were just trying to kill time, and we were sitting there just having a conversation, and she stumbled upon Joe Dispenza's content, and he on his website he had a case study section where he said, look, they're actively enrolling people into studies, and if you have someone that they could potentially pray for and potentially heal through coherent healing is what they call it, which is basically just sending energy into the realm, into reality, is basically we just needed to fill in some information, and we did because we didn't have anything to lose at that time. So what happened was that night we were sleeping and both my wife and I woke up at the exact same time and we were both vibrating. And I asked her, would you feel that? And she's like, yes, what is that? I was like, I don't know. It's not an earthquake. It's too fast for an earthquake. It's not, the vibrations are extremely high. It's almost like high frequency, which means it's not an earthquake. The treble, it's not trebles. It's nothing around us. And basically at the end of the day, we all just both went back to sleep because it was like, this is just weird. Maybe it's just our bodies. We're tired, we're emotionally drained. And then the next day it happened again. And we both woke up again with these vibrations at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And the next morning, as I opened up my laptop to see if, you know, if there's any fires that I have to put out as being part of, you know, the role of a business owner, I got an email from Joe Dispenza's team saying, like, on this day at that time, we were praying for you and your family. And then the next day they said, at this time, we were praying for you and your family as well. So there was exact two instances where people were praying for us, and at the exact same time they were praying, that's the times when my wife and I were vibrating, and we were vibrating so badly or hectically that we both woke up and realized it, and we were conscious of it. And I think I've always been spiritual, and I've always been, you know, in, I always enjoyed, you know, the deeper conversations around what is real and what's not, but that made me understand that this is effing real. And I think because of that specific trigger, I went much deeper into, you know, the realm of energy and frequencies and manifestations. And that's just my take on it. I think it's 100% true. Nobody can prove it to me otherwise. I've got scientific proof to back it up, and I have real life experience to back it up. And maybe that's just my belief, but so be it. But whatever I have been doing has been working for me, and I'm grateful for it.
Great. Thank you for sharing that story, man. Do you have your own version of that? How would you dissect that?
Yeah, so I think from the beginning, I didn't have a vision board or anything like that, because I always thought, like, cool, I had a clear idea of what I wanted and I didn't feel the need to put it down on paper. But then I watched a course, like, I think it was Agency Incubator from Iman Ghazi. And he knows, the content on Facebook ads and stuff like that is shocking. But apart from that, he had a mindset. He had a mindset module that was really impactful for me. And he did something called the SBA sheet. And it's a see, believe, achieve sheet. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like a slide where you project the future and with like visual pictures of what your future looks like. And you kind of like map out where you are until this point with like pictures. So I just took like pictures of the phone where I started the agency, like, and just like pictures of my journey up until this point. And then it has a next page called next chapters. And then you just start mapping out your next chapters in like pictures. Yeah. And you just explain what happens in every picture and what the time frame is. So I mapped out about a year or two in advance. And the past 2 years I've looked at that sheet. The first time I looked at it was a year later, and I've achieved everything that I set out in my next chapters.
Yeah.
The next year I did the same, and again, the same thing. I've achieved all the things that is in the next sheet as well. So yeah, that's just my experience. And that kind of just also made me believe to kind of work harder on just putting those things out into the universe and onto like something physical that you can tangibly see and believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. Kind of almost like Sam Ovens' alchemy of self thing. I believe obviously Sam was the goat with his initial courses and things that kind of got new twists on them. But at the end of the day, I guess it's the same principle, right? It's like being able to have the vision board principle of seeing, keeping that thing in front of you, which you want to attract into your life. And then having that thing there, there's this one guy called Wesley Billion Dollar Version. And I just like the way he puts, he's basically hardcore marketer, like in your face kind of guy. And he ran one of those ads where he had like a gazillion cars, and it was him talking about a bunch of stuff and woo. But at the end of the day, he teaches this one thing where he's like, okay, if you want money in your life, go draw some $1 bills or some $10 bills and like spread it all over. Cause like I used to put it all over, like on the floor, and like have a stack of cash like next to your bed. And I'm like, in the beginning when I saw that, I was like, really? I'm like, what's it gonna look like? But then I was like, oh no, it kind of makes sense, right? You just want to see it, bro. Like, put stuff around there, go sit in. If you can't afford to go to nice places or something, go to a nice hotel, sit there, see what it's like, experience it, feel the emotion, feel how, you know, feel what that feeling is supposed to be like. Because if you want to get there, this is one thing I practice now today still, is that I also crafted a character with regards to someone that I am becoming, or someone that I deem to, you know, be building on. But that all connects to this whole thing of like, being able to place that out into the universe, and the actions that you take, are they in alignment with it? And do you actually feel like that person? Like, if you want to be X person, then what's it like to be? What would you do if you were that person right now? I think that all connects really down to it. Yeah. So you had
no. Like, I think it's like, it's you need to act as if you need to have a good idea of who you want to become, and act as if you are that person. Yeah, already.
It's already here. Mentioned this to John there the other day. I called it delusional land, but delusional land is real.
Well, the thing is, like, if you don't think delusional land is real, or if you don't think it isn't, or whatever, if you believe it's not real, the question is, what is real? Like, if you dream about being chased by a tiger, you know, in that moment, that feels like the realest thing that exists. And looking back or reflecting on the dollar bills around the house, it's the universe can't give you what you want. It can only give you what you are. So this is all energy. And if you say God, source, universe, you can't get wet by the word water. So it doesn't really matter what you call it per se, but there is something that helps us co-create whatever we want to achieve. And I mean, it goes back to the Bible. Jesus said, like, why are you so surprised that I'm doing all these miracles? You can do it yourself too. If you don't believe that you can do it through me. Use my name to give you the confidence or the belief that you can do it. So it's understanding that on an energetic level, you can only attract what you are. It's not about what you want, because whatever you want, you're most likely pushing further away. And that's something I'm maybe even experiencing on my life right now in this very moment. It's like there's some frustrations that I'm working through. And It's understanding that 99% of the time, the frustrations that you do have, or the things that you are going through, it's more lessons to learn more about yourself. And I think not a lot of people tend to take the time to reflect on the frustrations that they have in their life. But if you do, you realize that you learn a lot about yourself, you learn about your strengths and your weaknesses, and it makes you also self-aware about, you know, what the next step should look like. And that's by taking action, you start to manifest and create that reality. So I think it comes all full circle at the end of the day, talking about action and belief, if you think about it.
Mm. Very interesting take on it. I want to wrap our time up here with a fair few like business questions, but it's not a lot of them. I just want to get your guys' take on it. So if there was someone wanting to start like any business that's internetly driven, right? So let's say agency model or something, what would the number one piece of advice, if there was something that stood out for you, what would that be? Like if a guy would come to you and say, hey, Jean-André, got this idea. How should I go about it? You know, I want to do this agency thing. Like,
yeah, it's simple, man. And as we can just reflect on the conversation that we've had in hindsight already, is that you have to believe and then just take action and figure it out along the way. Mm. I think often our own fears hold us back from taking the necessary steps forward because the future is not clearly mapped out. It will never be. So the only people who do take action are the people who believe that by taking that action, they can actually create the reality or the desire that they want, whether it is building a marketing agency or not. So practically and philosophically, it's about believing and then just taking action and figuring it out along the way. It's literally as simple as it is.
I'm going to get your take on it now. I just want to add to your knowledge there. It's like, for me, it was, I'm working on this. I'm very rigid in my routine, but I've also noticed that throughout the things that I've learned is that I've been in my own way for some time. I realized that, and I have realized that, but it's also about understanding why. It's like, you can have these plans of these things, like you just said, but you don't know what the universe has in store for you. So you could put these things out. You could, for example, want a certain car or et cetera, but you do not know what's going to happen on that. You do not know who you're going to meet. Not unless you take action, because once you take action in towards that direction or that thing, things start to happen, whatever we want to call that, you know, like that you start attracting that specific stuff that you need into your life too. If you say that, I have this one friend, I have a lot of respect for him. He's a fantastic day trader. And he has this thing where he was pushing it like, I'm a billionaire. Like, I am a billionaire. Like, he was pushing that because we all started to understand that important aspect of things. If you even printed a shirt, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Walk around
with that. And in some reality, he is already. And
yeah, but the point is with that is that he had the belief to know that, okay, a billionaire and the person that wants to become a billionaire, they're not a lot. There's not too many differences between those two. It's just one believed that they could do it and did it. This is a question. I actually sat down with one of your new team members. I asked him a specific question. And I was like, okay, if there was one thing you would ask the boss man, and towards the processes, then everything that he's going through, learning, building, like, where do you draw the line between being a fantastic boss and being a friend? Like, how do you draw the line of that? Like, how do you experience it? How do you manage that of being in a position?
That's a very good question. I don't see a line per se, to be honest with you. I don't think there's a tangible objective line that you just draw.
Mm.
I think it's a matter of understanding that there needs to be mutual respect of what the common goal is, and there needs to be self-awareness on both parties on when either one person is not contributing to that goal in terms of value anymore. It's like understanding that, listen, this is what we said we were going to do, and are we still on track to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a colleague perspective, from a staff perspective, to anything in life. It's just having tangible and objective goals, especially if you're going to business, but then understand that open communication and self-awareness is probably the most important thing. And I think mutual respect to achieve the common goal. So if you know, things are not going the way you would essentially want them to, is having the respect to hash out, you know, what is going wrong and what can we do better. And at some point, if there's a particular person who is not contributing to that anymore, then it's about having that conversation authentically and say, look, how can we fix this?
Mm.
And if we can't, then you need to take the next practical step and you need to remove the emotion from it and just do what is best for both parties at that time.
So there's a, I'm going to paraphrase something you said on this next one. I only understand this because I had a conversation with this person, which was very kind of like cool for me to hear too. So running of the business, you referred to something that was called, obviously running of the business will teach you a fair few things when you're scaling, right? So how do you manage essentially the knowing, you know, what to pay attention to? Like this is on a perspective of like when you're scaling something, it's like, where do I know what to pay attention to? Like, do I know, do I not know? Will the business talk to me? Like that's kind of like where this comes in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think Vikas and I talk about it a lot. It's understanding you need KPIs and you need to be measuring those KPIs. And if there is a problem, you need to go back to see why those KPIs weren't met. And if you track, it's not about tracking a lot of them or an overwhelming amount of KPIs, but if you can figure out what basic KPIs actually help you move the needle for that department, and you can ensure that those KPIs are obviously the input of that is accurate and on time every time, then you can have a look and see what the business is actually trying to say. So the data paints a story, but it's up to you and your experience to really paint that story for yourself and understand what the business is actually saying. So I think we say it all the time, the business speaks to us every single day, every single minute. And you need to be self-aware enough to know what it's actually saying, but also you need to look at the KPIs and go, hey, listen, what is this? What story is this actually painting? And if you don't know, it's about getting more people involved to share a point of view of what it might look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you don't have KPIs or metrics, I think you say it all the time, you just have perspectives. And how do you know which perspective is accurate and which one is not accurate? Like, it's hard to determine what's the actual truth of what's happening. Yeah.
Or which one is more feasible and which one is not, or should the next step look like? And if you pick a next step, which one has got the highest probability of being a success? Because the data will essentially help you pick that next action step, and hopefully you can choose the one that's got the highest probability of actually becoming, you know, that one step that you take to success. But I think experience is crucial, you know, there as well, because you can look at data and two people can see completely two different things. So, but experience only comes through time. So I think
not something you can learn.
I've learned is just patience. Is don't get lost in the nuances. Focus on oversimplifying as much as you can. And I think we have human beings have a tendency to just try and make shit complex for ourselves. And I think we're sitting here finding ourselves in that same situation potentially today. And maybe even, most likely an overreaction on my end as well, or most other people's ends, but it's like mainly just, why do we overcomplicate things for ourselves? Life can be a lot simpler if we want it to be. But anyway, that's my take.
A massive adjustment is also like the bigger the company, the slower you move, the bigger department, the slower you move. So it's hard to measure direct impact versus like output. So yeah, it really becomes hard. To measure,
but that's what we signed up for. You know, it's like Gary Vee, his voice always rings in my head, is like, fall in love with the process, then you're never going to lose. So just fall in love with the frustrations, just fall in love with the headaches, fall in love with the fires. And to some extent, that's such beautiful advice, because if you can just look at it as a neutral thing that happens and as part of the process, then one, you will remove a lot of unnecessary stress and anxiety for yourself, and you can actually operate from a point of clarity and peace and try and make the best possible decision, because you're not clouded with all these insecurities and anxieties. So just understand that shit is going to fuck out along the way, and it's just always part of every single business. There's not a business that started that didn't have, complexities. So it's just trying to figure out how to simplify it as much as possible. But it will never be a linear, simple process.
Interesting decision, choosing to become an entrepreneur. Interesting. So guys, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being the people that you are. And thank you for building the businesses and, you know, leading the people in a direction we really need. I started Nexus because I saw a big gap in the market because, number one, of leadership. I believe everything that we do somehow kind of leads toward us actually being, all of us, we have a creator, number one, inside of us, but also a leader. And I believe it's my responsibility with Nexus is to be able to give people that belief to tap into their inner potential, which will allow them to lead in their own way or create in their own way. So guys, thank you for coming. Thank you for your time. And again, as I've said, I hope we really do this again in the future.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.